Before we go over the formal lecture summary, let's talk about the key points, which you should understand at this point, as today's lecture contains a lot of information which might be hard to comprehend for someone completely new to programming. First, you need to know how to create, compile, link, and execute a C++ program. That is a very important point. Second, you will need variables in all substantial programs that you write, so be sure to get comfortable with the different types provided and how to declare and initialize them and how to do arithmetic with them, because you will need to do some sort of calculation in almost every program you write. Finally, in this course in which we are doing console programming, we will use Cout and Cin extensively for output and input. Therefore, make sure you're comfortable using them to input and output variables, as well as chaining outputs together with one Cout command. Setting up a C++ program, variables and arithmetic operations, and input and output with Cin and Cout are the key ideas which you need to have a solid understanding of before continuing to the next chapter. You will begin to master the other concepts by using the language over time and by writing a lot of programs, which the exercises are meant to help you with. Let us now summarize what we have discussed in the lecture. A C++ compiler translates C++ code to object code. The linker then combines the object code from several object files to produce an executable program that can be run on the operating system. Whitespace consists of blank lines and spaces, which are ignored by the compiler. Use whitespace to format your code in a more readable way. The C++ standard library includes code for outputting and inputting data to and from the console window, functions for computing various math operations, such as sine and cosine, random number generators, code for saving and loading files to and from the hard drive, code to work with strings, and much, much more. Every C++ program must have a main function, which defines the program entry point. A variable occupies a region of physical system memory and stores a value of some type. Variable names can consist of letters and numbers, but cannot begin with a number, and the underscore is considered a letter. Recall that C++ is case-sensitive. C++ can implicitly convert between its intrinsic types. However, one must be alert for decimal truncation and integer wrapping. It is good practice to try and avoid type conversions when practical. The rules of operator precedence define the order in which the compiler performs a series of operations. Use parentheses to explicitly define the order in which the operations should be performed. This, consequently, also makes your code clearer.